the same. Everyone will change. To make sure that I have my consciousness in the right place. And by that I mean I want to make sure that I'm feeling positive and I'm feeling comfortable, I'm feeling loved, I'm feeling that this community is solid, that we're together in the oneness of all. Now there are some things we need to leave behind, right? There are some things in 2023 that we're ready to let go of, but we're still holding on. Why is that? Why do we hold on to that which no longer serves our purpose, which no longer fulfills us on a spiritual level, which we are ready to let go of, but we keep dragging it along? You know, this is a time of cleansing. This is our burning bowl service. This is a time to think about that which you're ready to let go of. I like what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and that's one I think about always as I walk through this thing called human experience. Things happen and you hold them and you get angry and you may need a release, right? Create in me a clean heart, O Lord. And who is the Lord? That's you. That's in you. That's that Christ Spirit. That's that which is ready to lift you up and carry you through to your next phase or thing to do. We're going to have our burning bowl service today, and for centuries, indigenous people used smoke as a symbol for their thoughts and prayers rising up to the Great Spirit. The only difference between them, what their thoughts and ours, is that we know the Great Spirit is within us. We know that the Great Spirit is within us. And any release that we do must come from within out. This service is a symbol of cleansing. Anybody want to be cleansed today? You got anybody have anything they want to purge?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right, good. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to let loose of those things that no longer support us. Now, we have the saying, let go and let God. We don't mean to just sit like a bump and think that things are going to work out. Your prayers, there's activity of spirit that happens within you. Our prayers, and when we say phrases like that, that's just shaking up that cook and letting it know, hey, there's something greater than in me that is out here in the world. And that will allow me to bring up whatever it is to the surface and let it go. We never want to stuff things in. We never want to keep it in. We never want to act like it didn't happen. Because whatever it was on the human realm did happen. But there's nothing in this world that can break your spirit but your thoughts, how you perceive the happening. So we're going to dig a little deep in this next few moments. I want you to take a moment, think about what it is, what old thought, what old condition. What are you harboring? Is it fear? Is it unforgiveness? Is it thoughts of lack? If you step into the newness of what you're thinking, of making that move forward. Romans 12:12 says, be ye not conformed to this world, whatever that stuff is. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of what?
Your mind.
Your mind. when we renew our minds with the thought of being a spiritual being, when we renew our minds that we can let go because we have a support that will carry us through whatever it is we're going through. Answers will come. A way will come. A light will be bright within you. But we have to take the first step. Bring it up and let it go. That's what we're going to be about here this morning. So, whatever it is that you want to work on this New Year's Eve, know that we all prayerfully support one another, right? Yeah. And that it's okay to release those negative, limiting thoughts and beliefs and establish a new awareness of truth within ourselves. We recognize that wherever we are immersed. And the thought just came to me, wherever we are, we're drenched. I like that word. We're drenched in the presence and the power of God. And this is the thoughts we want to feed ourselves as we clear the space and let go of these things that we're going to write today. So today is not going to be a memorial to the past. We're not burying anything. Nor is it going to be a time for wishful thinking for the future. Rather, let this be a time of definite work of denial and affirmation in consciousness. Now, denial does not mean we're denying that it happened, or that it's happening, or that the thought is occurring. Denial just means it has no power over you. It's okay to let go. It's not going to drag you along with it unless you let it. So it's okay. We're going to release the past and lay hold of what was created for us before the foundation of the world. We achieve, I have a quote, but I neglected to put who the quote was by, but the quote is, we achieve release by denying any error thoughts and behavior patterns that we wish to eliminate. Deny that they have power over us. We lay hold of our good by making firm in mind, and that's affirmation. Affirmation is making firm in mind the one presence, the one power in the universe and in our lives. You believe that?
Yes.
Yes. And when you establish yourself in that belief, there's nothing you can't master. There's nothing you can move through. Everything works together for your good because you're on a sound foundation. You know who you are. You're a spiritual being, first and foremost. We have the power to change our emotions because our emotions are what? They're results of our thoughts. They're the results of our thoughts. God gave us dominion over what? Over our thoughts. Yes. So I want you to take a half a second If there's anything that needs forgiving, if there's anything that needs releasing. And when you think about forgiving, if it's a relationship thing, just remember, it's not a solid consent for negative behavior. It's just saying that you're letting go of any resentment and that you're moving through this and that you're placing forgiveness in place of that that has occurred. You're placing love, or you're placing wisdom, or you're replacing it with peace. So you have your paper. And before we get into this, let's take the time to do a little work here. You have an envelope, and you at home, you can do this also. Run, get an envelope, 2 pieces of paper. On the envelope, address it to yourself. Now, what will happen is later on, we're gonna fill our vessels, because we're getting ready to empty our vessels by releasing and letting go. In a few moments after that, we're going to fill the vessel with some words of truth. So don't do anything with this, just address it and set it aside. Now I want you to take your small paper and we're going to play some music. And I'm going to give you an opportunity. We're not going to take 4 hours to do this. First thing, if nothing is coming to mind, and I'm sure everyone came through this doors with an idea of what they wanted to let go of this morning, I want you to write it on this piece of paper. And then when I see that most people have written their request, I'll call you forward. We don't want to line up. There's enough of us in here where we can come forward one by one. And we can light our paper and place it in the receptacle here. So, let's begin first. Let's recite the Lord's Prayer first to bring us into the mood, into a prayerful mood. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. So take a deep breath. Take a half a moment to think about what you want to write on your piece of paper. This is what you're going to release and let go. This is what you're going to place into the burning bowl, knowing that it's okay. About this, these words. This condition is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God and the truth of Jesus Christ now sets sets me free. And you may even want to say that quietly to yourself as you release and let go. This condition is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God, the truth of Jesus Christ now makes me free. It's okay. And if you've finished writing, you may come up one by one. Don't hold up to your paper once it's lit. Your life in the months ahead. When you finish writing, I want you to fold your letter, and you might start it out too with loving child of God, or spiritual being. And at the end of them, you may want to write something like, go forth and be blessed. Live, love, in peace. I will send these letters out to you. And there's such a blessing to receive that reminder at the half-year mark. Going to say this in the first person. You can make these words your own. I bless my life. I call forth the good in it. I bless the good that is coming to me. I bless all channels through which it comes. I realize that my blessings are not necessarily monetarily, but they come in all forms. They may show up as peace, love, contentment. As I dedicate my energy And my enthusiasm, the enthusiasm to a renewed life based on the teachings of Jesus Christ, I go forth in joy to meet, to accept, to express my highest good. So for this and all things, dear Spirit, I take a moment and just express my gratitude for all things. I give thanks. If you haven't finished writing, continue to do so. As you leave the chapel, there's a little basket out there. You can put your envelopes in that basket. And if you need to write more after service, you're very, very welcome.
My closing song is one that you all could sing with me. I don't have a track for it. It's not out there. But I thought the song is so perfect for what we're doing. And I'll sing it through a couple times. It's, I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. Oh, with my faith I see the light. Oh, I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Again, I release and I let go. I let the Spirit. Yes, I am.